moving on. I'll open a work session on House Bill 4021. Committee, before you, you have the Dash 4 amendments. Through the Dash 4 amendments, we are extending unemployment benefits an additional 13 weeks. And we are putting a sunset date on that of December 28, 2002.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I will move the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 4021.
Thank you. Representative Cruz moves the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 4021. Do we have any discussion on those amendments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rosenbaum.
I would just say that I will be supporting this, I'm disappointed that we couldn't do somewhat more for the unemployed working families of Oregon. I think, you know, given that we have the highest rate of unemployment in the nation, we need to do everything that we can to try to put paychecks into the pockets of those people, that they will be buying food and putting money into the economy. But I do appreciate the fact that we will at least be providing the 13 weeks of extended benefits for a limited time here. I'm hopeful that maybe at some point we will be able to look at doing even more, because I think this really is probably the only economic stimulus opportunity that we're going to have in this special session, and I think it is a really important one. So I appreciate the chair hearing the bill and allowing it to move forward.
Thank you for your comments. Any further discussion? Okay, any objections? Amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I would move House Bill 4021 as amended to the floor with a DCAS recommendation.
Representative Cruz moves House Bill 4021 as amended to the floor with a DCAS recommendation. Any discussion?
I just wanted to say I'd echo Representative Rosenbaum's comments. There is a lot more we could do, and we may have another opportunity in a couple of months or so.
Don't be so pessimistic.
Thank you. Further discussion? Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say that even with the angst over the fact that we're not providing the unemployment benefits for longer periods of time, I would much rather provide this particular level of benefit and then go out and have a job as an economic stimulus package as opposed to just providing unemployment benefits, but also recognize that there are those folks who are down on their luck and who do not have employment at present that need this opportunity to receive these resources. But I still would say that it's just a terrible shame that we are not voting on an economic stimulus package in this particular legislative assembly at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Butler. Further discussion? Okay, I would like to thank AFL-CIO and AOI for bringing the concept forward. It is not coming out the way that it was envisioned at the beginning, but it was a good thought, humanitarian, and I'm happy that we're able to pass this out and help some folks to an additional 13 weeks of benefits. I think it's a moral high ground, and I'm glad we're doing it. So I appreciate your discussion and your cooperation today. We'll call the roll.
Representative
Bates? Aye.
Representative
Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Woodruff?
Aye.
Representative March?
Aye.
Representative
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Representative
Smith?
Aye.
Chair Wilson? Votes aye. And I will be the carrier. Thank you. We'll close a work session on House Bill 4021. Yes. At 5:15, we will get to our next issue here. Thank you.
Close to me.
We have to vote on this term on this floor again.
Well, I'm saying it.
We'll share.